Harrisonburg Vice Mayor Sal Romero says he has heard from hundreds of poultry plant workers over the past few weeks since COVID-19 was declared a global pandemic. Their concerns include a lack of personal protective equipment, or PPE, and the ongoing working conditions that make physical distancing difficult.
You know, for the most part, people are concerned that they're still very close within each other, very close proximity. Right. The fact that the plant is not notifying everybody or quarantining everybody when somebody becomes infected, and the fact that people are not getting flexible, leave.
Romero said some companies have taken proactive steps to protect workers, but also said the effort seems to be inconsistent across the area's plants.
Things have evolved over the last month for better in some plants, mm-hmm. not much in others.
Hobie Bowen is the president of the Virginia Poultry Federation, headquartered in Harrisonburg, representing the operators of the plants. He said he's communicated with the Federation's member companies about their safety measures, some of which include health and temperature screenings of employees, barriers and tents to encourage social distancing during breaks, and sending home anyone showing symptoms of COVID-19 or who has been exposed to a positive case. He said there is an entire shift dedicated to sanitizing common areas. The close quarters natures of poultry processing, however, still makes physical distancing challenging while on shift. Line workers are shoulder to shoulder.
In a lot of manufacturing, it is challenging to achieve that 6-foot barrier, and plants have established partitions in order to mitigate risks along those lines.
The question remains if those measures are enough, and advocates for workers don't know which plants are taking the necessary steps to protect them. Romero has kept in close contact with the local poultry processing plants, but said accountability is a challenge, because the concerns he has heard from workers in the community are somewhat random.
That's the problem. It's anecdotal. I think one of my concerns is that, sure, some of the plants are doing a better job, but the accountability measure is really... It's a matter of perspective, I think, but I still keep hearing from employees who are concerned about they're not doing enough.
He has also been in contact with legislators and health officials, as well as Bowen, to communicate concerns from the plant's workers. Romero also emphasized the need for guidance from lawmakers in Richmond. Poultry processing is one of many essential businesses in the valley that present challenges to physical distancing. To that end, though, he said local governments are limited in their authority to hold those plants accountable.
The local government is unable to a great extent, to monitor and implement that those things are being followed. We need greater guidance and more specific guidance to those sort of businesses. And the poultry plants are a great example.
Poultry plants are included under food and agriculture as one of the 16 critical infrastructure sectors to continue operating during the pandemic. Bowen said the crisis has disrupted the industry as supply chains have shifted from restaurants to grocery stores.
The industry is also facing some tough economic challenges with the significant decline of the food service sector. We're really just trying to keep it all going to produce the food we all need while doing everything possible to protect our people.
Outbreaks of the coronavirus have also forced food processing plants across the country, including those that process poultry, to suspend their operations, or in some cases, close entirely. The Wayne Farms Company has had to shut down 11 of its chicken processing facilities across the South due to COVID-19. According to Dr. Laura Cornegay, director of the Central Shenandoah Health District, if an employee tests positive, it is their decision to share their identity with their employer, but the employer is notified of an exposure nonetheless. Romero has also urged the Virginia Department of Health to focus on neighborhoods and areas outside of the poultry plants as potential spots for an outbreak.
Is it neighborhood-based? Is it, specific sector of the community? Uh-huh. And what are we doing to address it?
Advocates have been reaching out to Latino communities, whose members make up a large portion of workers at the plants. That outreach has included Spanish-language updates from Romero through his Facebook page, as well as general information about COVID-19. Sylvia Whitney Beitzel volunteers with New Bridges Immigrant Resource Center to translate Governor Ralph Northam's press briefings and highlight other important facts regarding rights during the pandemic that otherwise would not be accessible for most of the poultry workers.
The few hours that they do have to kind of think about their own personal lives, there's a lot of lack of information.
For the meantime, Romero has encouraged poultry workers and others in the community to call the human resources departments at the local poultry plants to voice their concerns. For WMRA News, I'm Calvin Penn.